Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is the last edition of the season of the New Jersey High School Report, and today we're going to talk about the Tournament of Champions game between Linden versus St. Anthony's. And I want to give St. Anthony some love today. I picked Linden, but they did defeat the Linden Tigers 55-38 to win their 13th Tournament of Champions. They have the standard of winning. They did a great job. It was a really it was a good game in the first half. The score was tied at 16. Linden was playing them pretty tough. They were struggling to get their offense, but then they got it going a little bit. They cut it to 21-20 near the end of the half. And Asante Gis hit a dagger three right before the half to give St. Anthony's a little bit of a cushion. I thought that Linden would have put a little pressure on St. Anthony's and made it close. Maybe you could have put a little doubt in their head. But once the second half started, they went on a 31-18 run, take a lead, a 10-point lead. And then what happened was they were comfortable then. And once you get St. Anthony's with the lead, and then going into the fourth quarter, they're gonna hold the ball, they're gonna move that ball, and you're gonna be chasing. And if you're chasing St. Anthony's, you're done. And that's what really happened. I thought a Sunday gift was big, but when Linden did make a little bit of a run toward the third quarter, it was a 7-point game. It was a couple of turnovers. They're both throwing the ball away back and forth, and then somehow Jagan Mosley, who hit every big shot all year, gets a 3-point play, puts them up 10, and that was it. And then they were okay right after that. It was smooth sailing. They were up 15-17 the rest of the game. I thought Jagan Mosley hit every big shot for them. Roosevelt Catholic played St. Anthony's in the state championship game, cut it to 4. Jagan Mosley hits a 3, and then they're okay the rest of the way in the fourth quarter. Jagan Mosley, as a Georgetown fan, At first, when I saw him this year, I said, I don't know. And then I saw a big sample size. I'm excited as a Georgetown fan to see him go to play for the Hoyas. He is a really good athlete. He's really smart. He's good with the dribble. He's good. He's got a good shot. He's really, really, really solid. And he's a really good Big East. Please, Big East. And the Asante Gist is funny because when he was at Roosevelt Catholic those couple of years, Linden gave him a lot of trouble. Otis Livingston and Julius and Dope Rice and those guys gave him a lot of trouble. And, man, it looked like he got some revenge last night with 19 points, hitting big three after big three in the second half and in the first half. He did what he had to do. And he's a guy that comes off the bench. But everybody accepted their role. They were fantastic. You talk about Jarvis Hage, R.J. Cole, Idris Joyner. And I looked at St. Anthony's and I said, well, they're really not that big. I saw them against Roosevelt Catholic. I said, wow, they don't have any size. Roosevelt Catholic can pound them aside. But what happened is they're incredibly fast. They have two real Division I players. The other guys are okay. You know, R.J. Cole's coming back for another year, so we'll see about that. But they're fast. And what Coach Charlie did, what was smart, is everybody's really going to small ball from pro to college to high school. He decided, you know what, I'm going to get some three-point shooters, some slashers, and some really good defenders, and we're going to trap, and we're going to put a lot of ball pressure because you're not going to be able to beat me off the dribble. If you do, I have really good guys that can take charges, and that worked. But another thing that really I was surprised St. Anthony's did, they really killed Linden on the offensive glass, and they really rebounded the ball real well. So Linden only had one shot. Linden is very good at getting second shots with Fritz Monzione and Teferi Lowe, but it didn't happen. And Will, they did a good defensive job on Will Allen, but he had some good looks that he just missed. He was just off, and it's unfortunate because he had a really good tournament. And the St. Anthony's did what they had to do, and they won their championship. But I got to give the Linden Tigers some love, too. Coach Phil is my man, and he did a great job. And nobody expected that. I saw his quote that nobody expected. I picked him, you know, maybe because of bias toward Linden. I saw the talent, and I know what kind of coach he is. So I picked Linden to win. I picked them to win the counties. They didn't. I picked them to win the states and win it all. And they got all the way to the finals with this underclass, with these underclassmen like Teferi Lowe and Tavon Jones. I say one of the best two guards in the league. He'll be one of the best players in the state next year. And Joey Krempa, who had a terrible, terrible injury that's still trying to find himself on the court. But he hit a couple shots. I saw a little something at the end of this half yesterday that shows me he's going to be really good next year. I think he's starting to get his confidence. And you have a bunch of other underclassmen. And Phil took these guys that nobody picked. Nobody. Everybody was picking against Linden. But, I saw the talent. And everybody accused me of being a homer. But listen, I saw the talent. They weren't any good. I wouldn't have said anything. But I knew these kids were good, and he had a good group of kids. And I know how he can coach. So he got them to the finals. And he definitely put that point out there that nobody picked us to get this far anyway. We got all the way to the finals with these underclassmen. It's supposed to be a down year, and it didn't happen. And he was correct on it. He was correct on making that point. But, they'll be back next year. And maybe this is that type of team like Plainfield had a couple years ago with Sears and C.Q. Harris and Jordan and all those really talented. That was a really good group playing for that. That was one of the best public school teams I've seen in a while. They went back-to-back to the tournament champions. That could be Linden. That could be this group where I said this group made a two-year run. They were one of the best public schools I ever seen. They have the potential. Their JV's pretty decent, pretty good. But the guys coming back, Teferi Lowe could be a potential superstar. He could be every bit as good as Tavon Jones. And he just developed out of nowhere. So I think the cupboard is not there as far as Linden is concerned. And I think they'll be just fine. Now, I want to talk about my player of the year. I thought about this. You had the kid from St. Augustine. He was fantastic. You have Bullock from Roseville Catholic, who was really good, hit every big shot, had a great four-year career, 3 state titles, 4 state title appearances, unheralded success, 2 tournament champion rings he's got going to wherever college he's going to go to. But I put him in the mix. You have the kid from St. Joe's, the point guard, who was really good. You have the point guard from Don Bosco. You have T.J. Gibbs, which really was the front runner in a lot of people's mind. I'm going to go with Jagan Mosley. Jagan Mosley was solid all year long. He might not have had the best numbers in the world, but he was one of the best players on a team that went undefeated. And I got to say, I didn't like how the St. Anthony's didn't really have to play anybody up until the finals. But I give them credit because in the regular season they beat Patrick School. And then they beat Roseville Catholic in the final. And then they beat Linden in the championship. So they did have quality wins. So they can say, listen, we earned it. But I would like to and I'm going to get on my soapbox about the state championship before my show is over. But I give St. Anthony's credit. And Jagan Mosley is my player of the year. He's the number one player this year. Because of the big shots he made whenever St. Anthony's was in trouble. They blew everybody out. There were some tight moments I saw against Roseville Catholic. They didn't blow Roseville Catholic out, but they pretty much controlled the tempo. And when they got to 4 and Roseville Catholic was about to make their run, and doubt could have crept into St. Anthony's mind because they've lost to Roseville Catholic 3 years in a row. So there could have been doubt creeping in that young man's mind, but it wasn't. And he did what he had to do, and he hit all the big threes and made all the big plays, made all the big steals. And he was getting a lot of rebounds yesterday. He was just quicker to the ball than anybody. And he was aggressive, and he willed his team, and he posed his will on this game and all the games he played. So he's my player of the year. Now I want to get on my soapbox about the state of New Jersey. You got to do something better than what you did. You got to give St. Anthony's You got to, if you're going to have St. Anthony's in there, you got to at least put the Patrick School on the other side. Dan, you're trying to even it out because you don't have as many, maybe as many schools and stuff. Common sense. Okay, come on. Put the Patrick School in there. Have St. Anthony's on that side. And if you want Roosevelt Catholic on the south and Gil St. Bernard on the south, I understand. I mean, everything else, I have not too many complaints about the state. I think they do a good job of running it and running the tournament and getting everything set up. I just have an issue with that. My other issue is these games that you're playing at Trenton. It's way too far. All the good, the common sense, when you think about it, common sense should tell you the trend is all the championship games have been north versus north. Roosevelt Catholic versus St. Joe's of Metuchen. St. Joe's of Metuchen versus Newark Eastside. Roosevelt Catholic versus Pope John. Linden versus St. Anthony's. Have you noticed the trend? Had the games at Rutgers. That's central. I mean, I understand the South will complain, but until I see St. Augustine's or Camden get in the finals, let's do this until we start to see the South teams get in the finals. Then you could change up. Let common sense take over so the people who are traveling that are North teams don't have that ridiculously long travel. It's really ridiculous. And you gotta let common sense take a hold. Well, before I go, this has been a fantastic high school season. A lot of great games. Patrick School and Roosevelt Catholic was the game of the year. It was one of the greatest county games ever, and I enjoyed that. And there was never, ever a better game than that. Linden and St. Augustine was very close. You could actually say that could have been a tie. That was great. Finally, I dedicate this program to one of my best friends that I lost yesterday, who was a dear, 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 dear friend of mine. He was my confidant. He was a big supporter of all my radio shows. His name was Brian Hannibal. I'm going to miss you terribly. I always called him after I did a show to recap everything. He's not there. That's a big void that I do not have in my life. So I did want to express that on my show. It's fun that we do broadcasts, but sometimes real life hits, and it did, and I just had to say that because I love him. I love you so much, Brian. I'm going to miss you. Bye.